now the news slot. We learn that St George's Catholic Church on Sproston Road is to enjoy its 50th anniversary and hear of the success of an annual classic car run. But first, some new housing for the blind and partially sighted is proposed.
New homes specifically for blind and partially sighted people could be built near Norwich's Anglia Square if the green light is given to the scheme next week. The applicant, Norwich Estates, is seeking permission for a development at Beckham Place off Edward Street. An industrial unit will be knocked down to make way for homes. The plans are for a block of 7 terraced homes and a block of 12 flats. But a further block of 18 flats would be specifically for the nearby Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, to house blind and partially sighted people. The application is being recommended for approval when Norwich City Council's Planning Committee meets on Thursday, the 18th of August. In documents which will come before councillors, Planning Officer Caroline Dodden states, both housing schemes put forward would provide much-needed housing within this part of the city centre. In particular, it is understood that the NNAB are in great need of additional residential accommodation, and as such, the provision of 18 supported flats would be hugely beneficial.
A church in the region is celebrating its half-centenary with a flower festival next month. September marks the 50th anniversary of the consecration of St George's Catholic Church on Sproston Road, and to acknowledge this, a 3-day floral festival is to take place. It will run from September the 10th to the 12th and features a variety of different events. Mari Drew, festival coordinator, said, "We're very excited at the prospect of staging this major event as part of our 50th anniversary, and we can't wait for it to start. It's taken a year in the planning, and when all the flower arrangements and artwork are in place, it should look marvellous." Mrs. Drew added, "In total, we have flower arrangers from 15 Catholic parishes from across East Anglia Diocese and sponsorship from several others, including local Anglican churches, the Polish community and local flower clubs, all taking part."
A fleet of classic cars explored the scenic route around Norfolk and visited 6 churches along the way. The 9th Open Churches Classic Car Run began at Norwich Cathedral. Car enthusiasts and owners alike basked in the sunshine, admiring one another's vehicles before setting off on their journey. The route for the event changes annually, and many were looking forward to exploring the countryside. The Bishop of Norwich waved drivers off as they left the cathedral courtyard archway. It was estimated by our organisers that up to 100 people had signed up. There were multiple classic vehicles from some of the county's car clubs, including the MG Car Club and the Riley Motor Club. Speaking ahead of a pit stop service at All Saints Church in Beeston Regis, David Edwards, who was driving a 1963 registered Alvis TD21 drophead coupe, said, "We've taken part in this a number of times in the past, and it gives us the opportunity to see little bits of Norfolk that we wouldn't normally see, as well as the added pleasure of some of these wonderful little churches that we have in Norfolk. It's a great day, and the weather's perfect."
Film fans will have to wait longer to see Norfolk's starring role in the new star-studded film Tulip Fever, because its release has been pushed back to next year. Scenes were shot at Norwich Cathedral and Holcombe Beach in June 2014. It has been penciled in for a release date in autumn last year, but never appeared. Norwich Cathedral's cloister had been given an extensive makeover for Tulip Fever, with an array of trees and greenery, along with cows, geese and pigs, brought in to conjure up the backdrop. Extras in period costumes are also part in the filming, with Tulip Fever set in the 17th century. Filming also took place at Holcombe and in Suffolk, Essex, Kent and at Pinewood Studios.
Dozens of white stencils have appeared around the city centre in a bid to promote an anti-domestic abuse campaign. The drawings feature prominently on the pavement along Gentleman's Walk, as well as around Carrow Road and Coblenz Avenue, in preparation for Norwich City's first home championship fixture against Sheffield Wednesday. They are part of the I Walked Away campaign, launched on June the 21st, which focuses on those who have suffered due to relationships with abusive partners and urges victims to seek help from support agencies, family and friends, and is working in conjunction with the Norfolk County Community Safety Partnership.